Thank you for downloading this Cook the Perfect podcast. For more information, go to the Woman's Hour website at bbc.co.uk/radio4.
Now, if you are a fan of the Great British Bake Off, you will be familiar with Paul Hollywood. He's Mary Berry's sidekick on the judging panel, specialising in bread and pastry. His book is called How to Bake, and today he creates the perfect pork pie. Paul, I have to ask you, why make your own when commercially you can buy really good ones?
You could say that about most things, you know. But actually making your own pork pie, it's fun. And it's simple, and the kids can get involved. So the whole idea, the beauty of baking is the making. The eating is almost an afterthought.
So how do you start?
Right. You need plain flour and strong flour. The plain flour will give you that slight crumble. You don't want the full strong flour, because the full strong flour is too much gluten in it, too much protein, and therefore too much rubbery consistency. So you break that down with plain flour. I'm using salt, pinch of salt. I've got butter in the bowl as well at the moment. And all I'm going to do is just basically crumb the butter and the flour together. And I'm just getting my hands in the bowl, making it into a fine crumb. The butter's added for flavour, purely for flavour, because I'm also going to add hot water and lard. It's a hot water crust pastry.
It's hot water and lard and butter. Hang on a minute. That sounds like a one-way ticket to the coronary unit.
And there's absolutely nothing wrong with that at all. I think the beauty of this is enjoy making it. I mean, it's not difficult. Once you've got the recipe sorted and you know that it works, then you could use this to make chicken pie. You can use a vegetarian angle to it. Obviously, I'm using pork. I'm using quite a lean cut. And I'm also adding a bit of fat from bacon.
You're still rubbing in, making it into a kind of breadcrumb.
You can see it's like a crumble, almost crumble mixture. And at that stage, over here on the stove,
with very floury fingers.
With very floury fingers, yes. I will make a mess. I apologise. I've got water, which inside I've melted the lard. Now lard gives you that crispiness and shine that you find on a good pork pie. So I'm just adding a little bit to start with. Get my spoon in there and literally just blend it together with a spoon. You can't put your hands in there at this stage
because
it's just far, far too hot. And you can see that it's nearly lifted up all the flour. A little bit more liquid. Start off with a little first and then build it up. Don't add it all together because you end up with a right mess. And so the best thing to do is just little at a time, 3/4 to start with, then add the rest. Now, you can see it's beginning to come together.
It's beginning to look like a normal pastry, isn't it?
Yes, exactly, like a proper pastry. Now, that is enough. Again, a little bit of a mix with the spoon. At the same time, what's happening, the mix is cooling down. Cool enough for you to manhandle. Now, that is enough. Now, I'm going to bring this out of the bowl. It feels lovely. It feels beautiful and warm. And there it is. You have a hot water crust pastry in 2 minutes, a minute. It's
very
not a
quick,
difficult thing.
Very quick. So the ones that you brought earlier, you made
yes.
earlier, that you've brought in.
Yes.
How have you got that shape? What have you rolled the pastry out into and then put the pastry in?
All we've done, when you've got the pastry to this stage, which is nice, smooth, slightly elastic, you roll it out and put it into a mould. You know, like a Yorkshire pudding mould or even a little pie mould. Pop them into there and build it up the side. You can use a cutter and then cut the circles out and then put them just so they overlap slightly. Then use your pork meat inside with your bacon, a little bit of herb in there as well. And seasoning pork's important. Obviously, you can't eat it. So what you can do is take a little piece of the pork, drop it in a frying pan, cook it off and eat it. Then you can season that so you know that you've got to season the bulk of it itself by adding more salt to it.
Now, often when you buy it commercially, and I've cut one of the ones that you've brought here.
Yes.
The meat is very minced and very kind of mashed up, and
yes.
there's a lot of jelly in it. Your meat is more in pieces than
chunky.
Chunky.
Yes.
Chunky pork pies.
Chunky. I mean, if you want them small, that's not a problem. You go with the size of your mould. If you've got a big mould, then have some big pieces of pork in there. If you've got small, then mince it very, very small. But you can add anything to this. You can add Stilton cheese to this, a little bit of cheddar if you like. You can add some mushrooms to it. You can add some peppers to it. Use pork as your background and then start adding flavours to it. Best thing to do, obviously, is to get the book, follow the recipes, and then once you've followed the recipes in the book itself, then you can adjust it to your own flavours. But you need to know the basics first, and the basics are: get your hot water crust right, cut your mould out, build your filling up inside so it's nice and solid, cut out another disc for the lid, and then literally just crimp all the way around the outside. Once you've baked it, then all you do then is use vegetable stock, bit of leaf gelatin in there, and then pour it inside the pork pie when it comes out of the oven. That needs to cool.
And that's how you get the jelly inside.
Yeah.
This is really very, very tasty. And the pastry
is very dainty, aren't they?
Yeah, very dainty. Much more elegant than the ones I've ever bought in the shops.
Well, there you go.
How long did you actually bake it for, and at what level?
Depends on the size of your mould. Small ones will take about 25 minutes. Longer ones will be about 40 minutes. So it will range on the size of your pork pie. The bigger it is, the longer it's going to be in the oven. So you start on 25 and then end up at 40.
That's very, very good. The third series of the Bake Off is going to start in the autumn, and I know you won a BAFTA recently,
yes,
which was very impressive. How impressed have you been by the baking skills that you've witnessed?
I mean, I come from a background. I'm a professional baker by trade. I've worked at some of the best hotels in the world. I've been baking for over 30 years. And actually, this year, a couple of the products that the bakers baked had me... It made me stand back and go, wow. In fact, I've taken one of the ideas and ran with it. I can't tell you what it is, but what we've done this year is, over the years, we've obviously attracted more and more people, more and more applicants, certainly, to the programme. What's happened this year, the standard has got so high that, in fact, when Mary and I were judging, I had to raise my bar to allow people to fall through. And once they fell through, then I could give some constructive criticism. But I was genuinely shocked at the standard in the first 3 weeks.
And how scary was it working alongside the legendary Mary Berry?
I mean, it was great working with Mary, but Mary comes from a slightly different tack to me. She comes from home baking, where I come from the professional side. But it was lovely working with Mary. In fact, I've picked up points off her. She's picked up points off me. I do things, she'll do two or three. I'll do 500. And so actually, when we join together, we're a force to be reckoned with. And actually, what we don't know isn't worth knowing.
And you appear to get on like a house on fire.
Mary is actually
my adopted... Is that for the show, or do you really get on like that?
Mary is my adopted mother, and she will always be my adopted mother. I will look after Mary as I would my own mother. She's a beautiful woman.
Paul Hollywood, we're very glad to hear it. The recipe, of course, is in your book. It's also on the Woman's Hour website. Thank you very much for being with us.
For more information, go to the Woman's Hour website at bbc.co.uk/radio4.